Susan, who are the biggest groups opposing these bills and why?
The biggest opposition is coming from the unions, particularly the Michigan Education Association. The MEA did come up with its own tenure reform plan, but that was rejected by the legislature. This reform plan that the governor just signed is far more sweeping, and the criticism from unions is that it really goes after their collective bargaining rights.
Now, Ken, our Michigan Radio Facebook page is very active. One of our listeners, David, said this about the teacher tenure bills. Snyder is much smarter than Scott Walker. Scott Walker, of course, being the governor in Wisconsin. He attacks the unions through the back door. That way he can weaken the unions without much notice. He is no friend of labor. Is this package of bills about education reform, or is this, as many opponents say, union busting?
Well, my personal opinion is that this is about reform. It's not about attempting to bust the union. This issue of teacher tenure has been a challenging one for many years. The complaint has always been that the current system protects teachers that aren't effective and that we need to find a system that's more performance-based or merit-based, which is what the concept of this new approach is. So I have to respectfully disagree with one of your listeners that it's about trying to bust the union. I think it really is about reform. Now, people can disagree about the nature of the reform or what's the right path, but I really believe it's about reform.
Susan, what do you think? Do you think the governor would have benefited from perhaps working on a package of bills that the MEA supported as well?
Well, that's an option that he could have pursued. Senate Appropriations Chair Roger Kahn, who's a Republican from Saginaw, came out with an alternative teacher tenure plan that the MEA supported that was not quite as sweeping. The governor seemed pretty firm that he liked the package that most legislative Republicans had supported. I think that the issue for Governor Snyder, his first priority isn't to break up unions. I just think that he tends to agree with the more conservative education reformers who want more school choice, they want more charter schools, they want more teacher accountability, and part and parcel with that is that unions are going to get weaker.
And Susan, for legislators who will come up for vote next year, could this damage them politically?
Well, there's a definite political risk, and we've already seen that the MEA is involved in some of the recall attempts. Certainly, they're going to be very active in the election. They always are. They're one of the groups, like the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, that takes a real interest in Michigan elections, especially financially. It remains to be seen how popular these reforms will be, but there are thousands of teachers in this state. Many of them are not necessarily Democrats. A lot of them do vote, and a lot of them are not happy with a lot of policies that the Snyder administration and Republicans have pursued.
Ken, what do you think? Larger risk for the legislature than it is for the governor?
Yes, I think it is. And for the simple reason, as you pointed out, that the House members are up for re-election next year. And this is not an easy vote for them to take. So there is some political risk. But this group in the legislature, this includes Governor Snyder as well, have shown a willingness to take on some very tough issues and cast some very tough votes.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow for Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Susan, Ken, thanks for your time and stay cool.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks. You too.